VentureCast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why personal growth matters in sales? Let me ask you this question. How much time have you dedicated to your personal development in the past year? How about in the last 6 months? How about in the last week? Unfortunately, society trains us to put other things first, like product knowledge learning or working on your career in terms of technical stuff or strategies and techniques to actually learn how to handle objections. But we're not downplaying the value in life. It's important in sales to you know, work on your education, or your product knowledge, or how to find new customers. I just want to point out the importance of taking the time to invest in your self-improvement, and that includes developing your soft skills. Hi, before we jump into today's podcast, let me introduce myself. My name is Alan Meyer. I've been 30 years now in sales, and the last 15 years training salespeople all around the world on not just on the basic stuff or important lead generation things, but also not on objection handling skills, but also on the empathy, resilience, mental toughness, emotional intelligence, all the other soft skills part that's very important for salespeople to succeed, not just in this year, in their career. And Sales is Easy podcast is a place where I try to simplify and demystify sales process and to show you with right tools, you can simplify your way, your job, and you can actually be more successful. And truly, I believe that sales can be easy if you take your time to develop other skills, not just tactical skills. So let's get started. What is personal growth for salespeople? When you work on accomplishing things in your life, you are setting goals and then you achieve them. That's your personal growth, simple as it is. It starts with your drive to do and to be better. But even before that, you have to start with the positive mindset. I had podcast on a growth mindset and fixed mindset. What's the difference about it? Please check it out. But it's all about starting with your positive growth mindset. And then it helps boost your resilience and keeps you going even when things don't go your way. Why I'm saying resilience is so important? Because we can build resilience in sales and grow from it. And it's a cornerstone of your personal power when selling. And it's all about understanding how to handle adversity. That's all around in sales, but how you're handling it, that's the key here. And I also recorded a few podcasts, if you go a few weeks back on the Sales Easy podcast, 5 key ways to become more resilient. What's the connection between great problem solving skills and resilience? And what are the characteristics of salespeople who persevere? What are the sales resilience power words? As you can see, I'm all into the personal development for salespeople, and I'm all into resilience and mental toughness and grit. One quick note, what's the difference between resilience and mental toughness is it's all about understanding how you're going to handle unexpected sales situation. Now, going back to personal growth, the beauty of personal growth is that it's very subjective. It's different for everybody. It's like success, right? If you ask 10 people what's the definition of success, you're going to have 10 different definitions of it. Some people define being successful as having a happy, healthy family. Others define it as having a great career, maybe having more money that they know what to do with it. Even though personal growth is a bit more elusive, it's all about improving as a individual, as a salesperson. It could be all about polishing up your education or controlling your temperament, right? Or anger management. But whatever it is you are seeking out in life, that's your personal growth journey. But because it's so diverse, it covers so many aspects, it goes by several names. People use like a self-improvement, personal development, self-growth, self-help. Doesn't matter how you name it, as long as you dedicate enough time to develop it. And one big part of developing, of working on your personal growth is developing your soft skills. So why does personal growth matter? Now, you can see it can have a positive impact on you without even trying. You will motivate others to work harder and do better if you understand what personal growth is. So, it's not a solitary journey. Yes, you do the hard work. Yes, you reap so many rewards that you quickly realize it was all worth it. Working on developing you as a salesperson, as a human being, will help you in different aspects of your sales job. You'll shine at work and you notice people will start to praise your accomplishments. And you also grow into more empathetic and compassionate person. And empathy, in my mind, is the soft skill number one that we all need to develop. So please go to previous podcast. It was all about empathy, why I think empathy is a soft skill number one salespeople need to develop more in 2022. And when you actually listen and be attentive to other people, to your customers' needs and desires and wants and even frustrations, you know, being attentive will come naturally. You feel good about yourself and you make others feel good as well. And empathy is a central core part of it. And I'll add another thing, it's a positive thinking. There are two traits we seem to lose over the years. And personal growth can help you regain them back. So here are some of the things you can do to begin achieving your personal growth. Start with setting short-term goals. One of the first steps towards personal growth is setting and achieving short-term goals. When creating your goals, keep the following in mind. Of course, make your goals realistic. Next week, you will probably not be promoted to CEO of a huge corporation, right? It's not going to happen next week. Down the road, who knows, right? But divide long-term goals into several short-term ones. And then write each goal. It can be on a post-it and hang it on your desk or bathroom mirror. Simple things, right? Simple step. But recognize and accept your strengths and weaknesses. Yes, you have weaknesses. I have weaknesses. Everybody has them. But it's all about accepting it and what you do about them, right? And treat yourself to something nice every time you complete one of your goals. When I was pounding the phone in my earliest years of my career in sales, I was actually rewarding myself for meetings I booked per week. So I had my mental quota. It was much higher than my boss's quota. And how many meetings I booked, how many meetings I attended, and that was my measurement of success. Because I knew from X amount of meetings, I had success ratio between 30-35% to actually close the deal. So more meetings means more opportunities to close more deals. Next thing is keep learning. And I encourage you to do this. Grab the sales book. Follow podcasts on the topics that interest you. Go on YouTube, check the channels, or find the courses online. I have a course on 10 top sales skills for salespeople in 2022. Go spend $19 and learn about how to improve your top 10 soft skills you need in this year. But keep learning. We're never too old to learn. Keep an open mind and try to take step out of your comfort zone. I mean, there is a comfort zone. There is a performance zone, there is a panic zone. If somebody takes you too fast, too far, of course, you're gonna start panicking. But in your performance zone, when you exit your comfort zone, that's your learning zone, go there and you find fascinating things to learn about, not just about sales. Many people actually were surprised, and I had one guy saying, I'm 28 years in sales, I never heard about this approach to resilience in sales in any formal training. Thank you, Alan, for opening my eyes. I can see how I can benefit from it. I have this quote on my desk, and I read it because that's what drives me to do more and to actually keep going and learning as well as teaching other people. Ask any entrepreneur. They'll tell you they never stop learning. Their fascination with the world is what keeps them a step ahead of anybody else. So the trick is to find something that piques your interest. In this day and age, where everything is evolving so quickly, of course, there is no shortage of that. And find your purpose in sales. What makes you happy? Is it closing deals? Is it making money? Is it getting pat on the back? Question is, why do you do what you're doing right now? What's your motivation? Why do you do this? What makes you happy? Find what makes you happy, and that's your purpose in sales and, of course, in life. What's your motivator? What's your inner motivation? And each one of us has something that drives us and sets them apart from everybody else. Just find what you want and go after it. Even if you don't know much about it now, you can always learn. And thanks to modern technology, there are plenty of options to choose from. Again, I'm on Udemy. I attended so many different courses during pandemic, and that's why I created and posted my trainings there. And it's really low cost entry to learn. amazing things that you can actually improve your personal, you can work on a personal growth. One thing actually, I'm still working on it, waking up early. But having healthy sleep patterns will regulate your physical, emotional, and mental states. You feel more energized, ready to tackle the day that lies ahead. Many studies show that salespeople who make a habit of waking up early are healthier, happier, and more productive. It may take some time to get used to, like I need it as well, but once you do, you will never ever go back. Another point I want to make is all about read more. Many of us have given up on reading thanks to our ever-present smartphones, but create a habit of reading each day, 2 pages at least. Even if you read 1 blog a day, anything, just start doing it, start reading. Because when you start acquiring more knowledge, it becomes extremely satisfying. You feel more competent and you feel good. Like just deep inside, you feel good. In a nutshell, reading is one of the easiest and most satisfying ways to boost your self-confidence and enhance your personal growth in selling. Doesn't have to be a book, get the blog, or if you like the spoken word, podcasts are good. This podcast, subscribe to this podcast, that's your encouragement of the day. Practice self-acceptance. Knowing what your talents and skills in sales are is a vital part of self-acceptance. It's just also as important to recognize the areas where you're actually not as strong as you think you are. But be confident in what you accomplish and forgive yourself for any past mistakes. That's the first step to accepting who you are and fully realizing your true worth. And of course, we all make mistakes and sometimes we lose the deal and later we find out that we are the cause of that. Doesn't matter, right? What's the cause? It's spilled milk. You cannot go back in time. You cannot fix it. But learn from your mistakes. Learn from deals lost. We're all here for a reason. So take time to find out what yours is. So practice self-acceptance. So just a quick summary, a final note on this one. When you understand why personal growth matters, it's like understanding the secret of the universe. Now I'm going to become more metaphysical, right? No, it's not about that. It can mean the difference between being happy, hopeful, and feeling rejected and lost in sales. So which one you want to be, right? Of course, no one wakes up saying, I want to be miserable, right? Or I want my customers to throw more obstacles in front of me so I have more challenging day. No, it's not about that. But it's accepting what's happening. And that's a part actually of resilience. One of the soft skills we all need to work on in 2022. Resilience, it's all about how you bounce back from unexpected adversity, unexpected sales situation. It requires hard work and dedication. But you have to have a positive outlook and accept yourself for who you truly are. And I wrote a book about selling for introverts. That was in 2011 or 12. And the subtitle literally was this. Selling for introverts, stay true to who you are. Right? Find out how you can be better in your sales, but don't change your personality. Never change your personality. Stay true to who you are, because then and only then you can unlock your true potential, which of course I have no doubt it will be amazing. But it's all about this. Yes, we need to change the words that we use with our customers. Sometimes we need to speak up, sometimes we need to be a little more quiet, no matter what. But it's all about accepting yourself. And I hope you will start this journey of personal growth with me in 2022. Go on Udemy, search for top 10 soft skills you need to develop in 2022 if you're in sales, or go on salesiseasy.com website and you'll find the link there as well. For $19, you can get over 2 hours of courses and the top 10 soft skills with the case studies and with other materials included. So, and it's not about really, not about, for me, it's not about selling it. I want to really give you the tools that can help you be better in 2022. And please, let's go back to the topic of this podcast. Personal growth matters big time, because when you work on accomplishing things in your life, when you set goals, when you achieve them, that's the personal growth. And it starts with your drive to do and to be better. Not just in this year, not just because of the pandemic, but to be better human being and be better in your job and have more fulfilling career in sales. And I hope that's the investment that's worth making, right? Because it's a long-term investment. Anyway, for any questions, feel free to reach out to me via LinkedIn or complete the contact form. I'll be more than happy to feature your question in the upcoming podcasts. And of course, subscribe to this podcast, because we are focused here big time on resilience, on persistence, on developing your resilience and selling against status quo and become more resilient. And you know, you feel adversities everywhere all around these sales, but it's all about how are you going to handle adversity and what are the habits of mentally tough salespeople. So subscribe, and I'm encouraging you to send me your comments, your questions, and I'll be more than happy to answer anything in the upcoming podcast. Thank you for listening. This is Alan Meyer, your sales trainer for Sales is Easy podcast, and happy selling.
Ever thought about starting your own podcast? Do you have a business or a message you want to share with the world?
Well, now it's easier than ever with Electricast. Hi, I'm Mark Netter.
And I'm Peter Rafelson. We're the founders of Electricast Media.
Whether you want to start a new podcast or already have one, join Electricast to grow your audience, monetize your content, and build your community.
With our simple sign-up, you get free promotion, world-class analytics, premium ads, and personal support.
Go to Electricast.com and join our community today.
Electricast, transform your influence.
Electricast. Hey there, fabulous souls. I'm Stephanie Baklaan.
And I'm Eden Alpert.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Unapologetically Fab.
Get ready to join us on an amazing and real journey as we dive into life after 40 and own it.
We're all about changing the narrative, leaning into who you are, and living a life by your own design.
Join us as we embrace life unapologetically and redefine success.
This is Unapologetically Fab,
an Electricast production.
See you there.
Electricast. Electricast.